Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Tom Bowerly and David Bellavia. It's Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.
All right, I have a whole new group of people who listen in the 5 o'clock hour, News Radio 930 WBEN. Joe Beamer is going to be here taking your telephone calls after 6 o'clock tonight live here on WBEN, so stay tuned for that. David Bellavia, awarded the Medal of Honor at a ceremony a short time ago in Washington, D.C. Now, this is not the live ceremony, so we will have to interrupt it here and there for breaks for traffic and weather, and to make sure we get some commercials in and all that kind of stuff, so don't fret. We are going to replay the David Bellavia Medal of Honor ceremony, which took place at the White House starting at 3:30. So Let's go to make-believe land and pretend it's 3:30 all over again and take you to the White House and the David Bellavia Medal of Honor ceremony.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States, accompanied by Medal of Honor recipient Staff Sergeant David G. Bellavia, United States Army.
Ladies and gentlemen, please join me as we mark this ceremony in a word of prayer. The Lord is my light and my salvation, in whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life, and of whom shall I be afraid? Righteous, just, and loving God, today we gather to honor the spirit of a warrior who put others' safety above his own and ran toward danger, meeting it face to face. We give thanks for Staff Sergeant David Bellavia, an example of heroism, whose spirit shone bright in the darkest hours of battle. His character, commitment, and courage were revealed in a moment, but they were forged over a lifetime by his faith, his family, his friends, and a disciplined life of selfless devotion to duty. God bless David, his family, and his many comrades in arms this very day. Let his life, legacy, and indeed this very medal that is placed around his neck be an inspiration for all to face our fears and place others over self. I pray these things in your mighty and most holy and gracious name. Amen.
Thank you very much, please. Thank you, Chaplain, very much. It's really beautiful. Today is my privilege to award the highest military honor to an American soldier who demonstrated exceptional courage to protect his men and defend our nation. Will you please join me in welcoming Staff Sergeant David Bellavia? David, thank you. David is the first living recipient to earn the Congressional Medal of Honor for his bravery in the Iraq War. And we're honored to have with us distinguished leaders of our military. I want to recognize Acting Deputy Secretary of Defense David Norquist. David, thank you very much, and congratulations. Acting Secretary of the Army, Ryan McCarthy. Come here, Ryan. Let me just say hello to you. Congratulations. It just happened yesterday, so I have to congratulate. Congratulations. Vice Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Paul Selva. Thank you, Paul. Army Chief of Staff General Mark Milley. Hi, Mark. And Sergeant Major of the Army, Daniel Daly. Thank you, Daniel, very much. Thanks as well to members of Congress who join us, Representative Liz Cheney. Thanks, Liz. Chris Collins. Thanks, Chris. Dan Crenshaw. Tom Reed. Thank you. Thank you, Tom. I see you over there, Tom. Thank you very much. Joining David for this special ceremony are his wife, Deanna, and three children, Evan, Aiden, and Vivian, along with his mother, Marilyn, and his brothers, Daniel and Rand. I want to thank you all for being here. Very special day for you and for all of us, for the nation, actually. Thank you. Thank you. David's father, William, passed away in 2017, and though he's no longer with us, we know that today he must be one of those proud dads. He's looking down upon us from heaven, and he's very proud of his son and his son's family. I have to say that. Thank you, David. Finally, we are gratified to be joined by eight previous Medal of Honor recipients, and I have to tell you, I've got to know just about all of them. You are forever with us. You inspire us. You are truly brave, great people. Thank you very much for being here. Brave people. David grew up in Western New York. He was the youngest of four children. As a boy, he would listen to stories from his grandfather, a World War II veteran and hero in his own right, who earned a Bronze Star in the Normandy campaign. I just came back from Normandy. That was something. As David remembers, his grandfather's stories were always vivid, with source of pride, and they were delivered very beautifully. There was a nobility and purpose in the infantry, and David saw that at a very young age. I wanted to be what my grandfather was, David would often say. I wanted to be part of this noble adventure. Is that right? That's a pretty good quote, would you say? Better say yes, otherwise I have a problem. In 1999, David followed the example of his grandfather and joined the United States Army Infantry. Several months after the September 11th attack on our nation, David deployed, saying goodbye to his wife and his son, Evan. He served in Germany, Kosovo, and then in Iraq. In November of 2004, after nearly a year of intense enemy combat, Iraq, David led his squad into battle to liberate the city of Fallujah and anti-Iraq forces. That was a tough place. This operation was the bloodiest battle of the Iraq War. For 3 days straight, David and his men kicked down doors, searched houses, and destroyed enemy weapons, never knowing where they would find a terrorist lurking next, and there were plenty of them. The third day of battle was November 10th, David's 29th birthday. That night, his squad was tasked with clearing 12 houses occupied by insurgents. Very dangerous operation. They entered house after house and secured 9 of the buildings. Then came the 10th. That was a tough one. It was a 3-story building surrounded by a 9-foot wall. As they entered the house and moved into the living room, 2 men were behind concrete barricades. They opened fire on David and everybody. In the dark of night, shards of glass, brick, and plaster flew into the air, wounding multiple soldiers. The rounds of fire ripped holes into the wall, separating the Americans from the terrorists. The wall was ripped to shreds. David knew they had to get out. David thought that they had had it. He leapt into the torrent of bullets and fired back at the enemy without even thinking. The insurgents, he just took over. David took over. He provided suppressive fire while his men evacuated, rescuing his entire squad at the risk of his own life. Only when his men were all out did David exit the building. But the fighting was far from over. militants on the roof fired down at them with round after deadly round. A Bradley fighting vehicle came to the scene to suppress the enemy and drove them further into the building. Knowing that he would face almost certain death, David decided to go back inside the house and make sure that not a single terrorist escaped alive or escaped in any way. He quickly encountered an insurgent who was about to fire a rocket-propelled grenade at his squad. David once again jumped into danger and killed him before he had a chance to launch that grenade. Next, two more insurgents came out of hiding and fired at David. He returned fire, killing them both. Then a third assailant burst out of a wardrobe, wearing a wardrobe, and opened fire. David shot and wounded the man, but he escaped up the stairs. Racing after him, David engaged in hand-to-hand combat and killed him too. Bleeding and badly wounded, David had single-handedly defeated the forces who had attacked his unit and would have killed them all had it not been for the bravery of David. Just then, yet another combatant jumped down from the third-story roof and attacked. David shot him, and the assailant fell off the balcony. Alone in the dark, David killed four insurgents and seriously wounded the fifth, saving his soldiers and facing down the enemies of civilization. Here with us today are 32 American service members who fought with David in Iraq, including 12 who are with David on that very, very horrible and dangerous November night. Please stand.
That is President Trump, obviously, at the Medal of Honor ceremony for David Bellavia. And this is a recording of the event, which happened between 3:30 and 4 o'clock this afternoon, which is why we're interrupting it so we can get to traffic and weather and all the commercials and everything else. So we are going to be having Joe Beamer live and in studio tonight taking your telephone calls.
Did he do a good job? If not, you know, it's not too late. Thank you very much for being here. We appreciate it very much. Also with us are five families of David's brothers in arms who made the supreme sacrifice. To the Gold Star families of Sean Sims, Stephen Falkenberg, Scott Lawson, J.C. Madison, and Michael Carlson, our entire nation expresses our love, loyalty, and everlasting gratitude. Please stand. Thank you very much for being here. Appreciate it. Thank you. David often tells young people, Americans don't want to fight, but if someone picks a fight with us, we will always win, because we don't fight for awards or recognition. We fight for love of our country, our homeland, our family, and our unit, and that's stronger than anything the enemy has. So thank you, and thank you to his family very much. Great family, David. Thank you. David exemplifies the same warrior ethos that gave his grandfather and all of the heroes of Normandy the strength to defeat evil exactly 75 years ago. I hear that his grandfather, Joseph, is now 99 years old and that today he's watching this ceremony at his home in Jamestown, New York. A lot of people are watching, David. America is blessed with the heroes and great people like Staff Sergeant Bellavia, whose intrepid spirit and unwavering resolve defeats our enemies, protects our freedoms, and defends our great American flag. David, today we honor your extraordinary courage, we salute your selfless service, and we thank you for carrying on the legacy of American valor that has always made our blessed nation the strongest and mightiest anywhere in the world. And we're doing better today than we've ever done. Our country is stronger now, and we're doing better economically than ever before. We're setting records, and you fought for something that's really good, and we appreciate it, David. Really appreciate it. Thank you. And now I'm very pleased to ask the military aide to come forward while I present the Congressional Medal of Honor to Staff Sergeant David Bellavia.
Please. We're gonna interrupt at this point because we're going to rewind the tape just a little bit so we can bring you the entire presentation of the Medal of Honor to David Bellavia following the news at 5:30 on News Radio 930 WBEN. And after this replay is over, we should have time to take some telephone calls from you guys on News Radio 930 WBEN. And David Bellavia, of course, today received the Medal of Honor. We have been replaying the ceremony, which people heard from 3:30 to 4 o'clock right here on News Radio 930 WBEN. And we'll pick it up from the time President Trump calls for the Medal of Honor to be brought to him.
And now I'm very pleased to ask the military aide to come forward while I present the Congressional Medal of Honor to Staff Sergeant David Bellavia. Please.
The President of the United States of America, authorized by Act of Congress, March 3, 1863, has awarded in the name of Congress the Medal of Honor to Staff Sergeant David G. Bellavia, United States Army, for conspicuous gallantry and intrepidity at the risk of his life above and beyond the call of duty. Staff Sergeant David G. Bellavia distinguished himself by acts of gallantry and intrepidity above and beyond the call of duty on November 10, 2004. While serving as squad leader in support of Operation Phantom Fury in Fallujah, Iraq. While clearing a house, a squad from Staff Sergeant Bellavia's platoon became trapped within a room by intense enemy fire coming from a fortified position under the stairs leading to the second floor. Recognizing the immediate severity of the situation and with disregard for his own safety, Staff Sergeant Bellavia retrieved an automatic weapon and entered the doorway of the house to engage the insurgents. With enemy rounds impacting around him, Staff Sergeant Bellavia fired at the enemy position at a cyclic rate, providing covering fire that allowed the squad to break contact and exit the house. A Bradley fighting vehicle was brought forward to suppress the enemy. However, due to high walls surrounding the house, it could not fire directly at the enemy position. Staff Sergeant Bellavia then re-entered the house and again came under intense enemy fire. He observed an enemy insurgent preparing to launch a rocket-propelled grenade at his platoon. Recognizing the grave danger the grenade posed to his fellow soldiers, Staff Sergeant Bellavia assaulted the enemy position, killing one insurgent and wounding another who ran to a different part of the house. Staff Sergeant Bellavia, realizing he had an uncleared, darkened room to his back, moved to clear it. As he entered, an insurgent came down the stairs firing at him. Simultaneously, the previously wounded insurgent reemerged and engaged Staff Sergeant Bellavia. Staff Sergeant Bellavia, entering further into the darkened room, returned fire and eliminated both insurgents. Staff Sergeant Bellavia then received enemy fire from another insurgent emerging from a closet in the darkened room. Exchanging gunfire, Staff Sergeant Bellavia pursued the enemy up the stairs and eliminated him. Now on the second floor, Staff Sergeant Bellavia moved to a door that opened onto the roof. At this point, a fifth insurgent leapt from the third floor roof onto the second floor roof. Staff Sergeant Bellavia engaged the insurgent through a window, wounding him in the back and legs, and caused him to fall off the roof. Acting on instinct to save the members of his platoon from an imminent threat, Staff Sergeant Bellavia ultimately cleared an entire enemy-filled house, destroyed four insurgents, and badly wounded a fifth. Staff Sergeant Bellavia's bravery, complete disregard for his own safety, and unselfish and courageous actions are in keeping with the finest traditions of military service and reflect great credit upon himself and the United States Army.
Placing of the medal around David's neck. Thunderous applause, the East Room at the White House. And at this point, we're going to continue to roll it. People need to hear this in its entirety. You may, however, begin to call in News Radio 930 WBEN if you want to pass a message on to David Bellavia, and if you have thoughts on what you would like to see David Bellavia do next. And unlike a lot of people, I do not want to see David getting into politics. I do not want to see him running for office. I think that would sully the honor of the Medal of Honor, because politics is just such a sleazy way to make a living, and it's such a sleazy line of work. Let's get the audio up again. This was when they were taking pictures, right? David's family first went up on stage, and then David. We had probably fast-forwarded it to the next bit of spoken word audio as opposed to the applause and everything else. The crowd says amen.
Please join me. Most holy God, as we go from this place, let this ceremony be a reminder of your faithfulness and a challenge to us all to live a life of courage and honor, placing the needs of others first. Thank you for the life of Staff Sergeant David Bellavia. Yeah. May his life be an inspiration to each of us. Lord, as we walk, be our light and our guide. Bless our nation and keep the lamp of liberty burning bright. In your most gracious and holy name I pray, amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, please remain in your seats until the president has departed the East Room. Thank you.
And that was, and let the music play in the background, that was the Medal of Honor ceremony for David Bellavia. Now, Joe Beamer is going to be taking your telephone calls after 6 o'clock tonight on News Radio 930 WBEN. But right now, I'll take your telephone calls at 803-0930. What did you think of the ceremony? Did you watch it by yourself? Did you watch it at a watch party? What did you think? What did you think of that? That's pretty amazing, pretty impressive. President Trump mentioning Western New York and Jamestown, New York specifically, where David's grandfather was no doubt watching the ceremony taking place at the White House in Washington. I don't know who this guy is, but he's annoying as hell. Anyway, 803-0930 is the phone number, star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. And, you know, if you have a thought for what you'd like to see David Bellavia do, I would love to see David Bellavia come back to this radio show. I definitely don't want to see him running for any office whatsoever, because I really do think that politics is about the sleaziest profession anybody can get into. And look at the approval rating for Congress. You know, you think the approval rating for the president of the United States is sometimes bad? The approval rating for Congress as a whole is absolutely horrible. It is horrific. It has got to be one of the worst jobs in terms of prestige there is for most Americans. Now, granted, they're treated like movie stars and rock stars in Washington, D.C., but most of the American people don't have a lot of trust, confidence, faith, or you know, really good feelings about Congress in general. So I don't think David ought to get into a congressional race. I don't think he ought to get into a gubernatorial race. In fact, I just don't think that politics would be a way for David Bellavia to go. I don't know that he wants that at this point in his life, and I do think it is somewhat ironic that he did want it a few years back, but now that he could actually get into it and likely win, he probably would win. I don't think it would be the right move. I don't think it would be an appropriate move for a Medal of Honor recipient. Don't hate me for that. It's just I probably know David better than you do, and I don't see that happening. I could be all wet. I could be wrong, but I would be very concerned about David getting into the political world. Let's put it this way: if he's not going to come back to the radio show, and you know the plan is that he will come back to the radio show, but if for whatever reason he doesn't, I think he would be far better just having a career as a public speaker. Far more remunerative. He could be a public speaker par excellence and do a lot of good for a lot of people, and he wouldn't have to worry about sullying the Medal of Honor by embarking upon some political career, even if the president asked him to do so. Now, for the immediate future, David Bellavia is property of the United States Army. He'll be doing a lot of public appearances at the behest and organization of the United States Army. So that is what is on David's schedule, but I'm not sure exactly when he's going to come back to this job. But the plan at this point is for David Bellavia to return at some point in July, but I think that that's pushing it. I don't think it's going to be until August or September. That's my personal opinion. That's not what I've been told. I've been told somewhere around the middle of July. I just don't think that that is correct. It is 5:47 at News Radio 930 WBEN. So what do you want David Bellavia to do? Your thoughts on the Medal of Honor ceremony, and tell us if you watched it. Did anybody watch the ceremony in a watch party? Come on, somebody had to watch it in a watch party. I watched it alone in my little talk studio here on the TV. Listening to it, of course, on WBEN News Radio 930. Let's go to Jim in Williamsville in just a moment here. I thought Jim was ready, but here he is. Here's Jim in Williamsville. You're on WBEN. Welcome, Jim.
Yes, hello. Just as I told your screen, I am a Vietnam veteran, Marine combat veteran. I sat there and I watched it all by myself with a glass of bourbon. And to be honest with you, I was driven to tears. I was so moved by the whole thing.
Yeah, it was amazing. And I suppose, obviously, being a combat veteran, you could probably relate to things at a level that few people could.
Well, I would like to think so, but it just was just the whole program was just totally amazing. It was just so smooth. And, you know, the GoFundMe operation that your station ran, and to be able to put all those people there with him. Oh, it was just like I said, totally amazing.
Yeah, well, that was the people who donated are the people who made that happen. We were just a conduit. It's the people out there in Western New York who openly or who generously donated to it that made it work.
Oh, I understand that. And I unfortunately didn't even know about it until very last minute, or I probably would have donated myself. Very worthwhile.
All right, sir. Well, thank you very much for the call. Thank you for your kind words. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
WBEN7 First Alert forecast for tomorrow. A mix of sun and clouds and some scattered showers with a high temperature of 77 degrees. Thursday, it'll be sunny and warm with a high temperature of 80. And then Friday, scattered thunderstorms with a high temperature of 81. Right now, it is 71 at News Radio 930 WBEN. It is 5:52 at News Radio 930 WBEN. And as I mentioned, coming up after the news at 6 o'clock, it is Joe Beamer. And Joe, I just found out, is going to be joined by Brenda Alacy, who will be sitting with and talking with you guys on the radio. So, Joe, what's the topic going to be tonight?
We're going to be talking about the hero, the honorable David Bellavia. Until 10 o'clock, taking your calls. And I know you just replayed it, but if you missed any of the ceremony, 8 o'clock, we will also be replaying it and checking in with Mr. Mike Baggerman on the scene.
Mike Baggerman is at the White House. I thought we'd be talking to Mike at some point today, but that didn't pan out.
Well, hopefully we'll be talking to him in the next 4 hours.
I don't think he wanted to talk to me.
Oh, I don't think that's it,
Tom. I'm pretty sure that's the case. So, anyway, Joe, do you have a specific topic or a specific question you're going to be asking people?
Well, we're going to let that develop as we go, but to start things off, your well wishes to David Bellavia, and, of course, the big question everyone wants, what should David do next, right? That's been a big thing. NY27, is that...
No!
Is that something the president has on his mind,
so
maybe
what?
In a few days?
So what? Tell the president to jump in a lake.
Well, I don't want to do that.
Who needs that aggravation?
And speaking of NY27, we're also trying to touch base with Michael Caputo, who was also at the ceremony today.
As was Carl Palladino.
That's right. A lot of influential.
It looked like a Republican fundraiser. No, I'm serious. It did.
It did. You had Chris Collins there, Congressman Reed, and then, as you said, Carl and David DiPietro on top of all that.
Yeah, so a lot of local luminaries were in attendance at the White House today. And so, Joe, are you going to make the argument that David should run for Congress?
I'm not making that argument. I think David will do what David wants to do, and David will do a heck of a good job at it. But I'm asking the listeners, do they think that is a possible move, and is that what David should do if he's asked to do so?
Well, I just got through saying on this program that Congress is such a snake pit and Washington is such a den of vipers that I think anybody who is touched by Washington, D.C. is touched by the slime and the filth. And I don't think anybody emerges in as clean and pristine a condition from Washington, D.C. and the swamp and the slime as before they got involved in it. I don't want to see David have to go through that.
And I heard you say that, Tom, but I think if anyone can come out it will be David Bellavia, and he could actually make some changes that are necessary in Washington.
Ulysses Grant led the United States armies to victory in the Civil War and left Washington in disgrace. Military honors can turn to civilian disgrace for anybody.
Well, maybe we'll see that. We'll see if David can be different than Ulysses S. Grant.
Ulysses S. Grant.
Yes, Ulysses.
The one-time president of the United States.
Right.
So that's why I just want David to stay as far away from that muck as possible. I think that would be a bad move.
Well, hey, I mean, D.C. is a swamp. We saw Trump's in there trying to clean that swamp, and that's been very difficult. But I want David to do, whatever it is David thinks he should be doing, and I know whatever he picks to do, he'll do a great job.
I think he wants to come back here.
Well, of course.
In fact, I'm very sure he wants to come back here.
I'm sure of it, too.
All right. It is specifically to be my co-host with this show. That's what he wants.
Well, yeah, that's what was implied.
It's more his name than Congress.
His name is on this show.
It is.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.